From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. President reacts. U.S. President Barack Obama says it would be a mistake to send American ground troops to the Middle East to fight Islamic State militants.
It is not just my view, but the view of my closest military and civilian advisors that that would be a mistake.
Speaking at the end of the G20 summit in Turkey, Mr. Obama defended the U.S. military's air campaign in Iraq and Syria to support regional fighters. The American leader rejected calls from some of his U.S. political opponents that only Syrian Christians and not Muslims be allowed to enter the U.S. as refugees. At least 10 U.S. governors are balking at letting Syrian refugees settle in their states in the wake of the Paris attacks.
La France est en guerre. Les actes commis vendredi soir à Paris.
French President François Hollande says his government will step up its offensive in Syria, where Friday's terrorist attack had been planned. Mr. Hollande made the remark in an address to both houses of France's parliament. Also Monday, French authorities detained 23 people in police raids across the country. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry landed in Paris Monday under heavy security to show solidarity with France.
Don't mistake what these attacks represent. This is not a clash of civilizations. These terrorists have declared war against all civilization.
John Kerry. At least 7 people were killed in Somalia's capital in a shootout between soldiers at a displaced persons camp. Witnesses say the shooting occurred Monday as people at the camp lined up to obtain food cards. A camp resident says a soldier tried to move people into the line, sparking a dispute that escalated to gunfire. This is VOA News.